I went on a pilgrimage to Portugal to see the shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. The priest and I and my son made a side trip while we were in Lisbon to the hospital that Saint Jacinta died in. This priest that I was with was adamant, I've got to see where Saint Jacinta died. And we searched that hospital left to right. We asked doctors, we asked nurses, and nobody in that hospital, it's very sad, people working where a saint died, didn't know where the saint died. And so we'd been there a while. It was time for us to go back. The priest even went and searched the above floor. He went everywhere. And so I stopped, and the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, Saint Jacinta, I believe you're with us. I believe you're alive. I believe you're listening to us. Where did you die? We've got to go. It's now or never. I want to make a video about you. It'd be amazing if I could film where you died. And I was still, and in my soul I felt very strongly, I died on the second floor. Now pause. This could come from an evil spirit or it could come from a good spirit. I don't know. How do I discern the spirits in this case? Because it doesn't necessarily contain a virtue. I ask myself, is there any harm in checking the second floor? No. Does it really matter where this voice came from? It doesn't negatively impact me. It doesn't cause me to sin. It costs me nothing to go check the second floor. So I told the priest, I said, Father, let's go check the second floor. He said, I already went up the second floor. I said, did you? Because you have to remember, in Europe, the ground floor is ground floor. Going up one level is level one. Going up another level in Europe is ground two. In America, that would be ground three. So I said, no, let's go check level two. And in this case, sure enough, on level two, there was a plaque and a little shrine dedicated to Saint Jacinta, and we found exactly where she had died. That one is a little bit more, but discernment of spirits gives me the green light to check on it.